Blog Talk Radio.
Just give me 1 minute. I know you are like, well, we gave you like almost 40 minutes. Amen. For those who are new to my broadcast, I am Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard. It is such a pleasure to be with you all every Tuesday morning. You can always go to my website to get more information about me. My website is www.hopevictorious.com. HopeVictorious.com. Amen and amen. I'm going to be coming before you today on coming from 2 Kings, 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. Mm-hmm. 2 Kings chapter 4. Amen. So on today, we're going to be talking about you have enough. You have enough. You have enough. Talking about the woman who was a widow, and her husband passed away, and he was a God-fearing man, and he was a reverent man, and he feared the Lord, and he passed away. He passed away. His creditors came looking for, you know how it happens when somebody passed away, your creditors come calling, you know, because the person passed away, okay, who's going to pay these bills, you know. So the creditors came looking for her, and that's one thing that the Lord did not like, how they would take advantage of widows and people that were poor. And, you know, he put a stop to all that. Amen. So he had prophets and leaders and people who were working with other folks to stop that, were taking advantage of the weak, taking advantage of the poor, taking advantage of the widows. And this woman here in the Bible, Elisha came, who was a prophet, and came to town. And it's something when you can hook up with somebody at the right time. It's something when you can hook up with somebody at the right time, even when you're not expecting it, even when you're not looking for it. But then how God will open up a door for you. Amen. And what I love about this story is that she was obedient to the man of God. She was obedient to the leader. She was obedient. Sometimes you don't know where blessings is going to come from and come through. And sometimes we get caught off guard because we're like, oh, my God, look at them, looking at their stature, looking at their makeup, looking who they are, what type of person they are. How could they possibly bless me? Well, my shoes are better than your shoes. You never know how God is going to use somebody else to bless you, because it's another thing. My mom always said, you can't count people's money. So you don't know who has it and who don't. You don't know what resource. It may not even be a financial thing, but they may be able to help you in other ways. Amen, that will complete the task, complete the job, complete that thing that God wants to be completed in you, through you. Amen. So, but let us pray before we go further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your word, God. My God, I ask the God, if you would surround yourself with just your loving arms around us, God. God, we do thank you because we feel your grace. We feel your mercy every day, God. We thank you for loving us more than we love ourselves, oh God. We thank you, God, for just being with us, God, at all times. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So I'm going to read verse 1, and it says, the wife of a man from the company of the prophets called out to Elisha, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he reverenced the Lord. Isn't that something? You know that he reverenced the Lord, but now his debtors is coming to take my two sons, to take my two boys as the his slaves. Oh, she said, you know my husband, he was a reverent man. He was one of you all. He was a leader also. He was in the house of the prophets. And now they are coming to take my son, my two sons. He died, and now they're coming to take my two sons. So you know the faith that my husband had. You know his walk with God. And now his creditors is coming to take my two sons. Because, see, then you could take, people will actually sometimes trade themselves in willingly or trade themselves in to pay a debt. Or they will come and forcibly take someone from your home to pay the debt. So they were coming to take her two sons. Now, you know, when it comes up for your children, you know that a lion comes out. And you know that woman is going to do whatever she got to do to save them kids. Amen? Men too. But you know what it was? She goes nuts. She goes bananas like, what? You coming after mine? Let me tell you, I've seen the most meek and humble people, you know, walk with the Lord. They calm, you know, they're so sweet. That's my sister Penny. But honey, let me tell you something. Start coming up against those kids and those grandkids. Oh my God. Woo. So verse 2 says, Elisha replied to her after she said that to him. Elisha replied to her, how can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a little oil. But that's the key word, a little oil. Because sometimes we feel like, God, I don't have much. I only have a little. I don't have the resources. I don't have the finances. I only have a little. And God is speaking, I can take that little and make it into something many. I can take that little and take it, make it into something plenteous. So something is little to God. Something that may be little to us is not little to God. Do not despise small beginnings. That's what Zechariah said. Do not despise small beginnings. And sometimes we overlook the small things because we're looking for a huge thing. But don't you know what's in that small thing? Because small things grow, right? Mm-hmm. Small things grow. So stop overlooking what you think you don't have and know what you do have, even when you don't see it. But that's where your faith comes in at, because you may not see it, but you got to believe it. Hallelujah. So verse 3 says, Elisha said, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. And that's the thing. Don't ask for just a few. Sometimes we let our pride get in the way, and I know sometimes for me as well. And I know I may not ask, which is not a good thing. And when I ask, it may be small. But why ask for a few when God can give you many? He says, so don't ask for just for a few. In other words, all they have, ask them for empty jars. Put your pride aside and go knocking on the door for resources. Go knocking on the door. Because sometimes our pride will handicap us because we're afraid to reach out. We're afraid to ask somebody. We're afraid to let folks know what's going on. But see, she didn't have to tell too much. She just asked him for empty jars. So he didn't say, tell them what you need the empty jars for. He just said, go ask your neighbors for empty jars. Or go ask them for empty jars. And he said, and just don't ask for a few. So whatever they have, so don't go and put a number to it. Ooh, glory be to God. Don't go and put a number to it. Just ask for it. Because sometimes you could put numbers on something, and they're going to give you more than what you said. And I know that for sure, because I experienced that. Told me, when they ask you, say love offering. Lord knows I did. And because I said that, what I was going to say, they gave me much more, double, triple of what I was going to say. So be in tune to God. And know what to ask for and know what to say when you walk into that room.
Glory be to God. Woo. Let me get through this word, y'all.
Oh, my God.
You see, so don't ask just for a few. When you walk in there, just ask for it.
Hallelujah.
And verse 4 said, then go inside and shut the door behind you. You see that? Just go inside. Go inside and shut the door behind you. Because sometimes we could tell so much that we don't need to tell. And he didn't say all of that what was for. He just asked for the empty jar. Then verse 4 said again, then go inside and shut behind you and your sons. So take your sons back in with you and shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
It says, pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. So after each is filled, don't sit over and don't even look at, oh, my God, am I going to have enough? No, put it to the side. After each jar is filled with oil, put it to the side. So the prophet Elijah didn't say, when you go ask for the jars, tell your neighbors to come in and tell them what's going on. He didn't say that. He said, close the door behind you. In other words, he didn't want no distractions, no interferences, no other people's opinions, no. And shut the door behind your two sons. Let them come in and shut the door behind them so their friends couldn't come in. Even their friends couldn't come in. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to follow instructions. Verse 5. She left him afterwards, shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to pouring. I'm sorry, you guys. The broadcast is getting ready to end. Don't you dive in. But just if you can just hop on Facebook, you'll be able to still see me live. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Okay. She kept pouring. Verse 6. When all the jars were filled, she said to her son, bring me another one. But he replied, there is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. So she went and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt. So after she filled all the jars, and the oil stopped flowing because there was no more jars to fill. And see that? At that time, there was enough jars to fill as it flowed. But when the jar came out, the oil stopped flowing. But that doesn't mean that it was over. Hallelujah. It was just time for her to stop pouring and to go to work. Because sometimes you could have 80,000, you'll be at school for 16 years, 20 years, and still haven't done nothing with it. You can have visions and dreams that you write down a piece of paper and keep looking over, execute the plan. But she had to stop at some point when it wasn't no more jars, because you can receive so much knowledge till you stop receiving and comprehending because you're not pouring out. So how could you put more in when you're not pouring out? You fill. Your cup is full. So you can pour out to keep being replenished and keep letting God restore you, keep letting God put more visions and dreams in you, more things in you, why your stuff is coming to pass, why you think people have multiple streams of income because they are constantly working. They get the knowledge, they pour it out. Get the knowledge, they pour it out, and they execute their plan. Amen? You got to execute your plan so when the jars filled up and the oil stopped flowing, it was time for her now to go and pay the debt. Because so while you taking those classes and while you sitting there writing your dreams and keep looking over dreams from 1993 and haven't executed that plan yet, and I know timing is everything, and I know there's a season for everything, but when you're constantly writing, you're not trying to do anything to execute that plan. Execute that plan. Hallelujah. You can work on stuff for 10 years and all of a sudden, boom, it blow up. But you've been working on it. Stop writing. No, you keep writing. But while you're writing, take one of those dreams and start working on it. Some people are pencil writers, are dreamers, but they don't execute their plan. And sometimes people are not executed. Okay, take that plan to somebody you trust after you pray. Ask God who to take it to, and they execute it for you. Sometimes you got to delegate. Because sometimes delegate, it be stuff all up in your head, but you don't know how to put it. It's on paper, but you don't know how to put it into action. You got to open up your mouth because there's people out here who can help you do that. You just have to find the right person. See, she found the prophet to go and help her. Somebody that God
put in her spirit to trust. And she trusts Elijah. He gave her directions and what to do. So in verse 7 it says, she went and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt. Go pay him. Now you just filled, go pay him. He said, you and your sons can live off what is left. Hallelujah. See, it ain't over till God says that it's over. So once she filled all the jars up and it stopped flowing, the oil stopped flowing because no more jars, now it was time for her to go and sell it and pay her debt. Go sell it and pay your debt. And you and your sons can live off what is left. He didn't say live off and then your life is going to be over after it's left. That's it for y'all. No. Because I believe it was a constant flow of wealth constantly that she was able to pay her bills. So even though she was a widow and her husband passed, sometimes it don't even have to be the situation from us. But we be disheveled sometimes in life because of folk leaving us or somebody passing away. But God is right there for you. He will touch the widows, the fatherless, the ones alone. Hallelujah. That second income that was constantly coming in for you, and now they're not there anymore. Don't you know God will provide all of your needs? And he provided. And even though she said, you know, my husband, you know, you knew him, and he reverenced the Lord. He loved the Lord. So you knew his faith. But now I'm left with this debt, and he told her exactly what to do. But see, it wasn't over because her husband passed. It wasn't over because your wife is no longer there, your husband's no longer there, or the person or your roommate who you were sharing the bills with is no longer there. Mm-hmm. Don't you know God will supply all of your needs? So whoever missing, he will fill that. And if you ever sit back and pay your bills and say, I don't even know how I was able to even pay that off of my income, but look at God. Look at God and what he would do for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where her sons had to be sold into slavery. So they let me tell you, the devil don't have no power over you and your family. Hallelujah. You got to trust and believe God. You got to trust and believe God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. She didn't sit down and say, oh, my God, they coming for him. No, she put her faith to work. She put her faith to work, and then she threw her husband's name. I guess he had some clout. She said, you know my husband. He God. Mm-hmm. Now his debtors, his creditors is coming after my kids. Mm-mm. I guess she said, ain't none of that going on. The mourning, the loss, and mourning that. She had to constantly go to work. Ooh, glory be to God. Isn't that something when you place in a situation, you don't even have time to mourn. You don't even have time to talk about it. You don't even have time to even say, be all up in the covers with the covers over your head because God will put you to work just like that because that's the kind of God that we serve. So no distractions. I ain't let you go down like that being depressed. I'm not letting you go down like that being suicidal. I'm not letting you go down like that, God says. No, get up from there and work it out. Get up from there and push. Get up from there and trust me on today. That's what he's speaking. Mm-hmm. You have enough. I have nothing. You have enough. She had a mind. She had her mouth. And she kept moving with her feet. Running through the town. Oh, who is going to help me and mine? You know how we throw names out there. You know so-and-so. I'm so-and-so sister. I'm so-and-so brother. Oh, I was married to. Oh, my husband passed away. Or I'm married to. Or this is my friend. Or this is my mother, my father. We throw names for clout so we can get some things. And she said, my husband, you know him. He reverends the Lord. Okay, now his conductors, his collectors is coming to me for me to pay debt, and they're trying to come for my family. And God put a stop to that. But the thing about it is that she was obedient to the word of the Lord, what to do. Even when she had to put her pride aside and say, now I got to ask my neighbors. And one time they was asking me, ooh, glory be to God. Ooh, Jesus. One time they was asking me, now I got to ask them, what am I going to do when they look at me like I have everything together? Mm-hmm. But guess what? She would have lost out and lost her children if she would not put her pride aside. And she did that. So Sometimes you got to put your pride aside to save your family. Sometimes you got to put your pride aside to get somewhere in life. I need something right now. So I got to go after it. So I got to put my pride for, because we don't want folks to know our business. But guess what? They didn't know all of her business. The only thing they knew is that she came asking for empty jars. They didn't know, because Elisha said, close the door behind you when you go in. You and your son close the door. So her neighbors didn't have to know what's going on. Only thing they knew was that she needed empty jars. Those empty jars could have been anything she needed them for. They didn't know. But guess what? They gave her empty jars because she opened up her mouth. The Bible just said it. Nobody gave it anything there. They gave her empty jars. Mm-hmm. They did, because she opened up her mouth. You got to open up your mouth and put your pride aside and say, hey, I need help. Yes, I do. I was there. I had to put my pride aside when I needed some help, because I was constantly helping everybody. But when I hit rock bottom, my mama said, only way up, only way is up now. You down, you look up, you got to get up. If you can look up, you got to get up. You got to get up and keep on moving. Amen. So I had to put my pride aside, and I had to start asking people for things, going to places where I had to go here. Yes, I did. You want insurance for your children? You know, you don't have it? Yeah, that's where you got to go. Mm-hmm. So putting in places and situations, and people know your business. They may have not known everything, but they know, they may have seen me down there. Uh-huh. So what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to get insurance for my children. Whether I don't have any funds, I don't have it. Because I hit rock bottom. But my mama says, it's only up. Only way is up now. You're down, so you got to get up. And Lord knows, if I would have stayed there and let my pride get in the way, I wouldn't, God's blessing wouldn't have not tackled me. True glory to God. I said, tackle me. Like a football player, tackle me. Because I put my pride aside. I put it aside so I can get what I need. I can get what I need, and that's what I did until I made things right for my family. But God made it right, and I put my pride aside, and I was obedient to him. Walking into rooms, didn't know their language, but I still had to sit for me to get somewhere in life. Oh, Jesus, glory be to God. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. But I thank God, because you got to put your pride aside. You got to put your pride aside to get where you know you need to be in life and let folk in. Say, close the door, shut the door. Hallelujah. When you say close it, close it. Because they don't have to know everything. And God will let you know what they need to know. But put your pride aside on today. Know that you have enough. You have enough. Amen. God bless you all. My broadcast is up. It's over. Oh, I so enjoy y'all every week. I do. Wish I could go even longer. God is good, and he is so faithful, and I love him. His word on today, I came from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through, I believe, 7. 1 through 7, yeah. Amen. So let us pray. I'm just speechless on the word today. I'm just speechless. I love you all, and God bless you all, and let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I thank you, God, for letting us know that we have enough. We are enough, and we have enough. I pray, Father God, they would execute their plans on today. People in their life who can help them, if they need to delegate, let them be able to let go, so other folk are coming to help. We thank you for businesses. We thank you for dreams. We thank you for goals. We thank you for healing on today, God. We thank you for healing us, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing us, Father. We thank you for healing our minds, God. Go before our children, Father God, on today, God. Those who are distraught, being pulled 50 and 60 different ways, God. Touch their minds. Keep their minds intact on today, God. God, I do glorify you, because you are God, and God all by yourself. God, I thank you for your word every day. I thank you for taking charge of our lives. When we willingly submit to you, and when we don't submit, you still come in and take charge. And God, I thank you. I thank you for everyone that's on this broadcast, God, who tunes in every week, God, who watch the replays, God. I thank you for them on today, God. I thank you most of all for your son, Jesus, on the cross for my sins, for all of our sins. You said my word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. We thank you for Jesus Christ on today who saved us from our sins, God. We thank you, God, for purifying us, God. Cleanse us from our sins. Cleanse us out in the name of Jesus. Thank you for coming to our hearts and saving us, God, on today. Thank you, God. I thank you, God. Thank you for everyone that's on this call, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. And I glorify you in Jesus' name. We do pray and go before the gun violence on today, Lord God. Put a stop to it, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, that they were, the leaders were found resolutions, God. In the name of Jesus, God, please. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that you are victorious. Know that you have enough. And don't let folks tell you don't, because you do. You have enough. So I just want to say good morning to everyone again. I love you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus' name, bye.